Let me just be honest. I love me some muscles. And because I like myself some muscles, I find myself being attracted to muscular people. And there's this one guy, his name is Joseph, whose muscles are something else. And I just can't help but be attracted to him. Now, before you run in and tell that to my husband, let me assure you that he already knows, and he's cool with it. We talk about this all the time, and he knows that the muscles that I'm attracted to are spiritual muscles, the kind that Joseph in the Bible, along with other soldiers of faith, were stacked deep with. So why don't you join me today as we talk about growing our spiritual muscles.
Extraordinary Living, helping you transition from where you are to where God wants you to be.
Joseph is absolutely one of my favorite Bible characters because I am amazed at how strong he was and how much integrity he showed in the midst of some terrible life circumstances. He was hated by his brothers, so much so that he experienced a lot of hatred, not from the outside, but from the inside. Then things get so bad that they throw him into a pit and then sell him into slavery. And after things begin to get a little better as a slave, things start looking up. It actually gets worse because he's falsely accused of rape. And then he's thrown into prison. And I'm here to tell you that the weight of those burdens would spiritually crush the average man or woman. But not Joseph, because his spiritual muscles were on point. So much so that they caused him to trust God and work with integrity despite the great burdens he had to carry. So the question is, how did Joseph get them pecs? So for a second, let's take a look at how muscles grow. Anytime you engage in intense exercise, your muscle fibers experience injury because they get torn a little bit. But God created our bodies in such a way that when injury to your muscle occurs, a process begins in which muscle fibers begin to fuse together to form new muscle proteins. And these increase in thickness and number to make the muscle grow and become stronger. So after the injury comes the repair, which is followed by the growth. And this is the exact process that God took Joseph through. Joseph was spiritually strong because he experienced injury. Injury that he allowed God to repair, which in turn made him stronger and ready to endure the next injury. He was injured by the hatred of his brothers. He was injured by being thrown into the pit, injured by being sold into slavery, injured by being falsely accused of rape, and then thrown into prison. But because Joseph had a connection with God, with every injury, he was experiencing repair and greater growth. And when you experience spiritual injury, that is exactly what God wants to do for you too. Every hurt and pain you experience on this earth, God wants to use it to make you stronger. He wants you to be so stacked with muscles that no matter what the enemy sends your way, you will be able to stand strong underneath it. But he can only truly repair your muscles when you depend upon him. Now, the beautiful thing about God is that he loves to show off for his children, those who are spiritually stacked with muscles, which brings me to the best part of Joseph's story. When God saw that Joseph's muscles were big and that they were bursting out of his prison robes, that's when he decided it was time for Joseph to get a new robe. It was time for Joseph to start wearing royal robes that were more fitting for the muscles that he was rocking. And God knew that Joseph was now ready to step into the purpose and save a nation as the second greatest ruler in the kingdom of Egypt. That is something. That is something powerful, what God will do with you after you've experienced injury, then he repairs you, and then you grow. Spiritual growth. So, how are your muscles? Are they strong? Are they weak? Well, wherever they are right now, it doesn't matter because you can grow them. You, depending upon God, can grow your spiritual muscles and be spiritually stacked like Joseph. So, as always, remember to share, like, and subscribe if you haven't already. And remember that you are extraordinary. You are God's finest. You are God's beloved. He loves you so very much. And because of that, you can do all things through him. So be encouraged, and I'll see you next week.